I'm not particularly a guy who wears hats. Why would I cover up this nice head of hair? But I do have a small collection that I like to wear from time to time on particular occasions, because hats are like signs and symbols that reflect what we might stand for or how we feel. And sometimes, like bumper stickers, hats can provoke a little bit of rage, but they can also just be for fun. So I have a few I'd like to share with you, some of my favorites. This first one is what I call my don't hate me hat. Where's Larry Vollman? It's a Barberton thing. My second hat is wait till next year. And my next hat that I really like is it's the Guardians, get over it. This one my wife bought for me on a tour of Ireland, and I wear it on St. Patrick's Day to honor my Irish heritage. This next one is my alma mater, Go Zips. And the last one here of ball caps is one of my new favorites. In honor of my trip to El Salvador that was greatly encouraged by my master of ceremonies here, El Salvador. And finally, I want to share my favorite hat, the coolest one in my collection, my Puerto Rican hat that my wife bought for me in old San Juan when we were on a cruise. I always wanted a really fine hat, although I didn't want to spend the money. So she found this nice little hat shop there in old San Juan, and we went in and I said, $65, that's a little bit too much. Now this is actually the second hat, because the first hat, what happened was, as we were going back to the cruise ship and I was going up the gangway to get on the boat, a gust of wind came up, whoosh, off it went, and into the sea. And as it was floating under the water, I thought, oh, my hat. But I have to tell you, when I walked up that gangplank with that hat on, for the 30 minutes that I had it on, I was the king of the world. Isn't that sometimes what things, little things like that will do to you? They kind of empower you. But fame and ego is fleeting. Jesus triumphantly proceeds into Jerusalem, and he is at the top of his popularity. He is the king of the world. And although he's not wearing a hat, he's got the palms, he's got the cloaks, he's riding the donkey, people are loving him and adoring him. Hosanna in the highest, King of Kings, Jesus Christ Superstar. How could it get any better than that? But unlike me, Jesus is humble about it. And in one account of Luke's gospel, right as he enters the city, Jesus stops. And it says, as he drew near the city, he wept over it. Aren't there times when we weep over our city? And then the trouble begins for Jesus. We know the rest of the story, the cleansing of the temple, the warnings of his betrayal, the washing of the feet of the apostles, the false testimony, the torture, the beatings, the humiliation, and the worst form of capital punishment ever created by the Romans, crucifixion, death. And Jesus is no longer wearing a hat or a crown of popular king or a beautiful hat like my Puerto Rican one, this is the hat that he will wear, the crown of thorns. Palm Sunday and Holy Week, in one way, is a very, very sad day and a very sad week. It'll break your heart when you walk with Jesus. But it's also the brightest of days because it tells us how very much our Lord Jesus Christ loved us. He loved us to his death and reminds us who view it in the light of the resurrection, because we are an Easter people, that despite all these appearances and all this horror and death, all shall be well. So this coming Holy Week, what hat will you wear?